Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. Stop daydreaming and get ready to get back on the road. Search Hyundai, click to buy today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch. With thanks to Hyundai. Shop online with Hyundai's click to buy today. We welcome our listeners. 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 in SEN the Gold Coast, our listeners on the SEN app, our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, you're a major part of the show. You can have your say on the Ryco Fielders open line, 1300 01 1170. You can send us a text, 0457 736 736. Ryco Fielders. Ask your mechanic for Ryco Fielders, the professional's choice. No Brian Fletcher today. He's back to 4 days a week next week, Monday through to Thursday. But this man's a Friday specialist. Brett Finch, good afternoon.
I am a Friday specialist, especially with the semi-finals.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight should be a beauty. Thanks for having me, mate. And happy to fill in for Fletchy boy.
What, I mean, you're always sprightly, but a little bit more zest today. What, yeah. Why so sprightly?
I had a little lunchtime nap with a little girl today.
Yeah.
So, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. So, really looking forward to this afternoon. The Chooks, one of my former teams,
Both
two of my former teams playing this weekend, and they're up against it. But I really do think both teams have a great shot of causing the upset. You know, Trent Robinson's been unbelievable this year. I think he may have one more ace up his sleeve.
Can you do yourself a little project for you?
Yeah.
Because you've been everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Go back through the grand finals.
I like to cover my bases.
Yeah. Go back through, and this works out perfectly for your cashy luncheons, right? Not in today's day when it comes to the COVID situation, but.
Jeez, that's cost me a lot of money.
I want you to go back through the years, Finchie, and tell us when was the last grand final that didn't feature a team that you've played with. So have a think about that. I'd love you to go back. Actually, I think I've landed on it. I think it was 2015.
Yes, that was the last one.
Is that the last one? Broncos and the Cowboys.
Yeah, it was.
But many, many grand finals features a team which
Roosters of Melbourne have certainly dominated, and they were two of the teams.
Success
Canberra
leaves
was
clues.
In there for one grand final. Obviously, the Eagles, has been a while between drinks for them. But, the mighty Roosters and the mighty Storm have certainly flown the flag the last 15, 20 years.
Now, the last few days, I have been bereft of energy. And I'm wondering why, and I think I've just landed on it. And I landed on it because you come charging in, tiptoeing through the tulips, all nice and sprightly. Well, I've ascertained this. The Spinalese pillow is brilliant, right? But what the Spinalese pillow, one of the very few things it can't do, is to block out the noise. So my youngest comes up, right?
Yes.
Occasionally comes up, right? He's been sneaking into bed, jumps in between Kobe and I. And he's a mad teeth grinder. and it is debilitating. Hey, like, it is brutal.
Could you imagine, mate, if he had my teeth and was grinding? It'd wake up the whole street.
Oh, mate, but it is that. Like, he's crunching the life out of those. So if anyone's got any clues, I was tempted to go downstairs and get his footy mouth guard and just whack it in and say, son.
Well, I think that's what they do, don't
they?
Some sort of mouth guard.
There must be a thinner one, though. If anyone's got any solutions, because I need to get some decent sleep. Mm. Spinalese pillow, yes, tick. Grinding sun with his teeth, not a tick. Anyway, 2 a.m. Tommy, two phones, Tommy, Tommy's Tribune, whatever you want to call him. Rooster, Tommy's here.
Teeth grinder. He might have something for
glad
us.
To be here, gents. Glad. And just on that, what you were mentioning with Finchie about the grand final and what teams, you know, how many teams he's played for. Do you know the record with Shaquille O'Neal in the NBA? So Shaquille O'Neal played about 10 or so seasons, 10 to 15 seasons in the NBA. He had a record from 1984 to 2020 that at least one player in either teams in the NBA finals had played with Shaquille O'Neal.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it was only broken this year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There you go. Now, this is a battle royale in here today because there's Tommy Two Phones, the Mad Rooster, our panellist.
Oh, yeah. The Mad
Alex
Russian.
Alex Cecile.
Hey,
Mad Manly Man. How are you, amen?
Very, very nervous, Joel.
Yeah.
But not as nervous as Tommy Two Phones, because if they beat Manly, he might wake up with a horse's head in his bed. The Russians get hold of him.
All the pressure, I said it this week, all the pressure is on Manly. Roosters,
How is that?
Well, the most pressured team this week, without doubt, is the old Chocolate Soldiers, the Penny Panthers.
Well, my analogy is this for your team, Tommy Two Phones.
They're the North Sydney Bears.
Well, the Roosters, right?
Should be called the North Sydney Bears.
Your team,
yeah.
How many have played for the Bears?
13, and 13 have played for the Bears in total. 9 of them have played for the Bears this year.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, well, here's where I see your team, right? And this is why I thought the Gold Coast were a chance last week, because the Gold Coast should have been gone, right? They should have been gone, but they limped into the finals because the Raiders should have won or the Sharkies should have won. They didn't do that. So your team, the Roosters, I liken your team to, and this is how I'd be selling it if I'm Trent Robinson. Who am I to bloody tell Trent Robinson what to do? He's a superstar coach. However, you know when you play cricket?
Yep.
And you get dropped on about two?
Yes. They're on a scrunch.
Well, it's free spins.
Yeah.
It's free spins. The Roosters should be gone. They were dropped on about two. They should be gone. Yep. Ta-ta, Tatiana. And now they've got the free spins. Do you like what I'm picking up, two phones?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah. I think they're a good chance too. I'm not too sure if we're going to go into my Friday frustration with the finals. I think you've got a solution for me.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a sec. We're going to get to let's do this, Alex Cecile.
G'day, guys. Well, it's that time of week again for Fletchy's Four Pines phone in on Fridays. What I want you to do is call in 1300 01 1170, and I want you to be frothing.
Rightio. So Fletchy, he said, listen, okay, towards the end of the year, boys, and to our listeners, if you were NRL CEO for the day and you could make one change, one amendment, what would it be? Let us know on the Ryko Fielders hotline, 1300 01 1170, or you can text 0457 736 736. Now, Finchie, you and I, we had great discussion.
Yes.
Before we come on air, what were we a little bit frustrated by?
Well, I just think like the situation we see with this finals, usually, not often, one or two gets beat. You know, that usually the top two teams take care of, this year, obviously not a fantastic win from the Bunnies. So Melbourne win, so they get the week off. Now, their advantage of getting the week off will be, if all senior teams, you know, if the highest teams win this weekend, is they play Penrith, who are second. South, who were third, and they won, they will have a chance of playing a team that's fourth or fifth. So how is that fair where the Melbourne Storm, or whoever's that, the highest ranked team, is now, they're playing second. Melbourne Storm are probably better off losing, and they get onto the weaker side of the draw.
That's right.
So Finchie, there's been no advantage for them to win.
So what you're basically saying is this, and I'm in full agreement. Whoever wins tonight's match, Manly or Roosters, right, you could make a very strong argument that they are in a better position than the minor premiers.
Of course they are.
And that's not disrespecting South.
No, not at all.
Have to play third. Melbourne Storm, due to one slip up from Penrith, they would have to play second. So what we're frustrated by is the fact that after 1 week of finals, it's not possible that the two best teams in the competition can meet in the grand final.
100%.
Okay. So now, if you were NRL CEO for the day, what would we do? Well, this is what we would do. We've had a discussion about this. Keep the finals exactly as they are up until this point. After this weekend, we have our preliminary finals. And you and I agree that the highest ranked team through to the preliminary finals, which in this case is the minor premiers of Melbourne Storm, and this would be wonderful theatre. Yeah, announce it on the footy show, whatever you want to do. They can sit there, they can analyse, okay, who's likely to get suspended? Who's likely to be injured?
Yes.
Who do we want to play? Well, and wouldn't that be fascinating?
Well, they actually, I'm not too sure if they still do it in the Super League, but it happened when we were over there as Wigan Warriors were the minor premiers. We won the first week of the finals, week off, and then we got to choose who to play. Obviously, you usually just pick the lowest seed, which was fourth place Leeds, who ended up beating us.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's nothing really between the sides. But in this case, you know, Melbourne win. And through no fault of their own, they've got a harder draw than South winning, who were third. So, obviously, South had to come up with a great win. But it's certainly something to think about on this Friday afternoon.
Could you imagine Finchie on Sunday? You know, so whoever wins tonight, they go through. Whoever wins on Saturday night, they go through. You've had time to sleep on it. Melbourne Storm, because they're the highest ranked team through to the prelims first, right? So they're there and they're going, right, we're going to play. And you know what? It might not be Penrith. It might be Penrith. If Penrith go through and there's a player facing maybe a one-week suspension, they might say, you know what, we want to play Penrith now because player X is out. However, it'd be riveting. What do you think, Tommy Tufo?
I was going to ask, would you televise it?
Of course you would.
Yes, well, that's what it is. What it was in England.
Yeah. And the only shortcoming I see, people say, well, there's the 7 day turnaround versus the 8 day turnaround. Whoop de doo. That's why you become the minor premiers. If the minor premiers went through to week one, and you're going to see it a lot going forward, where one or two get beat in week one, which means they can't meet in the grand final if they both one of the two go down. So
which is crazy because Melbourne Storm minor premiers, they win. By winning, they've had a harder path to the grand final.
That's right.
Which is crazy. That's if Penrith wins.
But it also robs the fans of, you know, They have been the best two teams by postcodes.
Yeah.
Penrith, I think they've lost five games in 2 years, Penrith.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then that's the pressure this weekend. Yeah. They've been, you know, they were the best team last year. Melbourne Storm were champions, but they were the best team all year. They're 80 minutes away from having nothing to show for 2 years of dominance.
Well,
they could finish this weekend and only have the minor premiership from last year to show for it.
Well, then who wants to show that?
Exactly.
You know, but what I'll say is this, Tommy, if Penrith beat Parramatta, which I'm tipping, I've not jumped off the Penrith bandwagon like many people have. If Penrith emphatically beat Parramatta and under our proposed preliminary final setup, do you think the Melbourne Storm are going to choose Penrith?
No way in the world.
No way. And that's not disrespecting South or whoever wins tonight, but they just wouldn't pick them. CEO for a day for Fletchy's phone-in, thanks to Four Pines. 12 aside, this one with no name. If I'm CEO for the day, the Balmain Tigers are back, baby. Mitch from Robinson. Good on you, Mitchy boy.
Mate, Ciro and Blocker, Laurie Nichols on the sideline.
So there you go. Keep them coming through, by the way. 1300 01 1170, the Ryko Fielders hotline. And James from Hornsby's there. G'day, James.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
How you going, Jibbo?
If I was CEO for the day, I would change the rules and put a game clock in, i.e. so when the try is scored, the game clock stops, and then you have 45 seconds to convert it, but the game clock is stopped. When they go for a penalty, they awarded, game clock stops, and you get 45 seconds to have your shot. Otherwise, you get teams, I've seen them take, you know, over a minute and a half to set up because they want to chew up the time. But then when they really need it, because they're really close and they want to get it, they put it over in 20 seconds.
Fiji, I love that.
Well, it's exactly like the NFL, James. Well, you have your game clock, which is your minutes, and then you have your play clock, which is 40 seconds.
Yep.
You know, they have 40 seconds whether the clock's running or the clock stopped to get their play sorted and get their play on. I think it's a great idea, James.
Yeah. I mean, AFL, they do it. They have the game clock still goes on when they're lining up the guy. He says, oh, I'm having a shot for goal. And they go, yep, all right, the game clock still goes on. And then they've got a 30-second shot clock. And they just turn them around and say 15 to go.
James.
And bang, they make them have the kick.
Yeah, I'd sent the NRL some data around, it may have been six grand finals, the last six grand finals or something. And the ball was in play for the last 5 minutes, about 2.5 minutes of the five. And this is the most thrilling time. And my number one pet hate, James, where this is the greatest culprit, is there'll be a team on the attack. They're running out of time, whether it's the first half or the second half. Grubber goes through, goal line restart. The team with 35 seconds to go don't even get to the kick.
Well, they don't need to because that's the rules.
That's right.
You're exactly right. And the funny thing is about that 5 minutes to go, they'll time out when there's a... Why shouldn't it be like that for the whole game?
Exactly.
Why are we just doing it with 5 minutes to go?
That's
right. Crazy.
So call it half an hour each way if you want to call it that. But play stops. And they used to do it back in the day. They'd kick to the touch and you waste all this time on people rushing to scrums. But James, wonderful suggestion for Fletchy's Four Pines Friday phone-in. That's the way to do that. 1300 01 1170. We've got the IMAR Championships coming up a little bit later as well. But you can have your say. So plenty of text messages coming in for the CEO for the day. Also, plenty of text messages coming through to, I've got a bit of that. Thank you, Pazan8R. Appreciate that. He suggests that worm tablets stop the teeth grinding. Good luck, Roosters. Well, we've kept him wormed, but we'll jam a few more worming tablets into him if that's what he needs there. I appreciate that one. 1300.
How does he know that
work? Well, mate, I don't even know.
How does Paz know, you know, I'm grinding my teeth, but I'm going to whack some worm tablets?
The Pazinator. Well, he's all over. We'll try it. Go sleep in your son's bed. You can thank me later. Pedro the Rooster. Thank you very much, Pedro. I could try that. Take your spineless pillow with you. He says, Joel and Finchie love the show. I'm a big Para fan, confident they can get the job done tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if they don't, what happens to Brad Arthur, the one-eyed eel? What do you think there? You know what? You can easily see this, can't you? Whichever way it plays out, if Parramatta go down, then Arthur's under the pump. If Penrith go down, I've been talking about this, Finchie, Merlin Oddie, six-time world champion, but never won the gold at the Olympics.
But you want to talk ridiculous? And this is ridiculous. How is it that 80 minutes decides a coach?
Yeah.
So in 80 minutes, we can tell he can coach or not coach?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
So I'm not suggesting either way anyone can have their opinion on Brad. But the result on Saturday should have no bearing. So what they win on Saturday. Say Penrith had the worst game ever.
Yep.
The worst game ever from a team.
Yep.
And they win. So virtually they've they fall over the line. What now? Brad Arthur can coach? Or what if Parramatta have a sensational game?
That's right.
Penrith play absolutely amazing. Parra play absolutely amazing. It's one of the greatest games we ever see. Parra losing double extra overtime
by a
field goal.
That's exactly
right. You get rid of him now because he can't coach?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You either say he's your man or he's not your man, and the result tomorrow night should have no bearing on that.
And you know what? I would love for people to come out now, and there's nothing worse than people in hindsight. There's people who've got things ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Will come out now and say...
It was like the Mitchell Moses situation with the Origin. You could just see if New South Wales lost, it was going to be Mitchell's fault. Well, they won last week because of Mitchell, who was superb. So, and when he does win, it's, oh, they only beat Newcastle. Well, hang on. If he'd lost, you would have sprayed him. But then he wins, and it's only Newcastle. So you're right. There's certainly agendas there where no matter what you do, they're ready to go with a certain article or a certain angle. So, but I'm saying, mate, he's either your man or you're not. 80 minutes tomorrow doesn't decide his fate.
Yeah. Have your say. NRL CEO for the day, what do you think? This one coming through, WBW. Sugar, our girl Harmony Rose returns tomorrow. Don't want to go. Oh, he doesn't want to go as a WBW, but she'll be very hard to beat, says the Wild Panther Craig. Thank you very much, Wild Panther. We do appreciate that. Will Penrith find it hard to back up as to the Roosters after playing in that humidity last week in Townsville? Mitchell Moses to kick early and wear the Panthers out. Well, we'll wait and see to see how that one plays out. 1300 01 1170. This one here. If I'm CEO for the day, I clone the 1977 Dragons, bring them back for the 2021 season, COVID free.
That'd be Bobby Finch will be back in his element. His long hair running around.
Absolutely.
Susie Cogra.
G'day, boys. Do you reckon if Parra turn up against the Panthers like they turned up against the Storm, they will win? Cheers. I just think Penrith have been a supreme team for 2 years, and I think personally the class will prevail, but you wouldn't be shocked if Parra won, would you, Finch?
No, I certainly give the both underdogs a huge chance. You know, there's no doubt the favourites are favourites for a reason. If they play their best, they're going to be hard to beat.
Mm.
But the stranger things have happened. For Parramatta Penrith, you know, it's... You know, Penrith have got a lot riding on this, you know. Look, and that happens for players, you know. I was at the Roosters. We made 2 grand finals in a row. We thought, we'll be sweet. We'll minor premiers. We didn't make the finals the following year.
Yep.
The team won another 6-7 years till they made a grand final, another 8-9 years till they won. So, you know, there's no guarantees in this world. And while they've been extremely dominant, the Panthers, and you'd think they'll get the job done, you know, stranger things have happened.
I'll give you another hindsight angle that people will go after. If South or Melbourne get beat, you watch everyone start saying, well, they did the wrong thing, rested in the last round, and then they've got the week off. They only played 2 games in a month. That'll come out if either of those two teams get beat. You watch.
Well, mate, that's what Melbourne did last year and it won them the call, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, as a player, you want to play the least amount of games to win a grand final.
This one coming through from the Beacon Hill Bunny, bring back the top five. Bring back all three grades. Bring back full-strength beer.
Yeah.
Oh, and bring back the Bears. There's Beacon Hill Bunny. Just one decision. I've got about 1,000. I'd bring in a 5-minute sin bin. This would help clean up the controversy over a penalty not being sufficient enough and a 10-minute sin bin being to be a big punishment. It gives a power play like advantage where you may score 1, maybe 2 tries. These days, you could score up to 4 tries in a 10-minute period against 12 players. Gavin from Penrith. I don't hate that. If I'm CEO, I'm excluding the Tigers from the salary cap. Probably still finish 9th. Joliet, Jake from Balmain. Good on you, JJ from Balmain. 1300 01 1170. Sydney Roosters legend Jake Friend coming up. Hammy Goodwin from Sportsbet for a Sportsbet update. Andrew Swain from Stan Sport and a full preview of this weekend's finals games. Brett Finch in the chair for Bears Head Brian Fletcher. A break and back with more. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai. Brett Finch in the chair. Back soon.